Before we move on to talk about those parents' groups, I'd like to backtrack to what you described as those dreadful clinics at Guy's. Can you describe them?
Well, as I said previously, the outpatient clinic was held in a very antiquated part of Guy's. I guess the buildings would have been Victorian, and they were scruffy, they were small, they were crowded. There seemed to be a lack of organisation. In those days, of course, very often a whole host of people would be given appointment times at exactly the same time. You know, come to the clinic at 4 p.m. and then there'd be a list of 80 patients all waiting there until they were seen. And then, of course, they, after an hour or two's wait, they would see me, a junior house officer, knowing very little about diabetes. I remember after one or two of these clinics going in to talk to people like Dr. Christopher Hardwick and Harry Keane and John Jarrett, all famous diabetologists, not so famous in those days, but have been, and just feeling that we were all, I suppose, trying to grapple with an extraordinarily difficult, lifelong disease and not doing it very successfully and not having the mechanisms to help patients to really get a grip on their diabetes.
In those clinics in the late 1960s, early 1970s, would there have been any ancillary services? Would the patients have seen a dietitian, a podiatrist and so on?
I think that the ancillary services then were either completely absent or very, very minimalist. I suppose, you know, the only people who made contact with the patients there in the clinic were perhaps a nurse who might have taken the blood pressure, or a urine sample, of course. That was, you know, the most, one of the most important things for the parents. Bring in a urine sample and we'll test it for sugar and protein. Yes, I'm not sure that they even took blood pressures, because I remember having to do that myself and thinking, you know, well, you know, they're getting their blood pressure checked once a year by me. That's pretty inadequate and rather a hopeless task. But yes, the urine testing was then, of course,